Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, why proving you're not a robot is only going to get more difficult. Now, let's get into it. TikTok's potential ban in the US is getting closer, after the Senate passed the bill calling for its Chinese owner to sell up, and it's now set to be signed by US President Joe Biden. The Senate approved the controversial landmark bill, which gives TikTok's owner ByteDance 9 months to sell its stake, or the app will be blocked in the United States. The bill will now be handed over to President Biden, who has said that he will sign it into law as soon as it reaches his desk. If the US is successful in forcing ByteDance to sell TikTok, any deal would still need approval from Chinese officials. But Beijing has vowed to oppose any such move. Analysts say the whole process could take years. Now, a new algorithm hopes to make it easier for ecologists and conservationists to find bat roost locations.
There are around 18 species of bats in the UK, and they're all protected by law because they're endangered. New builds are very well made. They don't have a lot of holes, a lot of gaps, because we want to keep as much energy in the house as possible. But because of that, there's no nooks and crannies for bats to live. You know, there's still plenty of trees, but even then, trees are being cut down. So wherever you look, we're destroying bats' homes.
That's Dr. Thomas Woolley, applied mathematician at Cardiff University, who specialises in mathematical biology. He's the lead author of the study, which was carried out in partnership with the University of Sussex.
They're really, really small little things, and they're very fast. My wife is actually an ecologist, and this is one of the reasons why I got into this work. And one of her favourite facts is that you can fit 100 pipistrelles, one of these species of bats, inside a milk bottle. Now, I don't know how many people have ever tried this, but that's certainly a nice statistic to show you how big they are. Like I said, they're small and they're fast and they fly at night. So they've got everything going for them for being very elusive.
The new technology combines microphone detector data with a bat movement model to identify optimal searching regions and predict roost locations. The method draws on the team's previous research developing a model from trajectory data on greater horseshoe bats to better understand how they move and engage with their environment. The resulting algorithm uses the data and the movement model to predict where they came from.
So we know where they were found, and we know how many bats were detected at each location. Great. We also know how they move. So we know where they are, and we know how they got there. So we can track that back to suggest where they start.
The team says this method can reduce vast search areas by nearly 375 times their previous size.
But moreover, we don't just have one point of the best point of where we think they are. We can do this over the whole map, and we say, well, okay, is the roost here? How good is that prediction? Is the roost here? How good is that prediction? And we can do that for a whole map, and we produce we can think of it like a sort of a predictive surface on the areas that are most likely to be where the roost is, and versus where it's less likely.
Their findings presented in Royal Society Open Science could lead to labour savings of over 90%, freeing up time for ecologists and conservationists to support bat populations and their habitats, which are protected under UK law. NASA's longest-running and most distant spacecraft, Voyager 1, is transmitting data again. Back in December, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory said the probe, which was more than 15 billion miles away, was sending gibberish code back to Earth. However, JPL announced this week that the mission team had managed to receive usable data about the health and status of Voyager 1. Originally launched in 1977, it was designed with the primary goal of conducting close-up studies of Jupiter and Saturn in a five-year mission. However, its journey continued and the spacecraft is now approaching half a century in operation. Voyager 1 crossed into interstellar space in August 2012, making it the first human-made object to venture out of the solar system, and it's currently travelling at 37,800 miles per hour. Let's go to the ads. Coming up, pink moons that aren't quite what you'd expect, and why it's getting harder to prove you're not a robot. To stay up to date with all the latest tech and science news, just hit follow during the break.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. A new study suggests that hospital patients who are treated by women doctors are less likely to die or be readmitted. Research by UCLA in the US discovered the health of female patients is more advantaged by treatment from women doctors than it is for men. The study found the mortality rate for female patients was 8.15% when treated by women physicians in comparison to 8.38% when the doctor was male, which researchers deem a clinically significant difference. Meanwhile, the mortality rate for male patients treated by female doctors was 10.15%. less than the 10.23% for male physicians. Researchers found the same pattern for hospital readmission rates. There's going to be a pink moon in the sky tonight, but despite the name, it's not what you'd expect. The moon itself is not pink. It's simply the name for April's full moon. It comes from the Old Farmer's Almanac and takes its name from the fact that it would arrive alongside the blooms of the pink plant known as Phlox subulata. This April's full moon also coincides with the Lyrid meteor shower, but the brightness of the moon means that it can be hard to spot those streaking lights. And finally, struggled with I am not a robot captures lately? You're not the only one. And it's because they're getting more difficult to solve to try and keep up with the advancements of bots. Captures are puzzles that are used to safeguard websites from bots, and originally made the users copy a series of letters and numbers, or identify all the buses in a series of images that were often difficult to get wrong. But now there are new versions that ask users to select the objects that are the same shape, or click on the non-aquatic animal. Last year, researchers at the University of California, Irvine, found that bots could consistently answer captures distorted text with almost 100% accuracy. Kevin Goschuk, founder and CEO of Arcos Labs, a web security firm that designs captures, told the Wall Street Journal that things are only going to get stranger and harder now too, because otherwise large multimodal models will be able to understand. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Standard podcast for all the latest news and analysis. Tech and Science Daily will be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.